Warning, the following podcast contains words which, when placed in a particular order, can be used to convey ideas. People who are set in their ways should listen at their own discretion. Academic Aesthetic for Monday, August 11th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and this episode is brought to you in mono sound. Stereo is overrated. So, this weekend I actually got caught up on all my audio podcasts. This was no small achievement, as I had several gigabytes of downloaded but unplayed podcasts on my hard drive, and that was before I went to the Den National Institute. While I was there, I didn't really have time to listen to any of them. That being said, I still have like 43 video podcasts waiting for me to watch them right now. There was a time when video podcasting was unheard of due to a combination of bandwidth, storage, and equipment costs, but times have changed. Although audio podcasts still outnumber their video cousins, there seem to be a lot more MP4 files showing up in my podcatcher these days. Unfortunately for me, my method of experiencing these podcasts hasn't changed much at all. I mostly play them when I'm in the car, playing video games, doing dishes, researching art lessons, folding laundry, and playing video games. You know, activities where my eyes are required to be actively engaged in something other than watching a video. It's this ability to multitask that drew me in part to podcasting in the first place. But with video, good video, your attention is demanded. You might still be able to multitask, but as you can't look at two things as well as you can look at one, you'll always be missing something. And that's my inspiration for this episode, a comparison of the pros and cons of video and audio formats. First up is cost. Audio podcasts have a much lower entry cost, both for creating them and carrying them on portable devices. I can spend $50 or less and get a half-decent MP3 player, but it won't do video at that price. Add to that the fact that all I need is a phone to record an episode, and I don't even need a computer with a working microphone to get started. Video podcasts have gotten cheaper over the years, due in no small part to the iPod's video capabilities and competitors' desire to give more value at a lower price, with portable video players selling, in some cases, for $100 or less. Recording equipment is coming down in price as well, with digital video cameras selling for $200, if you know where to look, digital still cameras actually being able to record half-decent video, and let's face it, lots of laptops have built-in cameras, so you might not even have to buy anything new at all. Okay, workload. Audio is, in my opinion, easier to edit than video. A lot easier. I can very easily remove hums, haws, errs, yawns, jets flying overhead, and the like, without the listener ever knowing that these things were in there in the first place. Provided there are no visual cues. When I cut something out of video using the same process, you notice. Yes, there are ways to cover these things up, but they're not as simple to do as the tried and true select, delete, and move on method of editing audio. Of course, I suppose you could always go with the I don't edit my podcast method that some people have adopted, but I'm not willing to go there. Yet. Multitasking. I've already covered this a little bit. When recording or listening to audio, it's very easy to be doing something else at the same time. With video, this is usually only possible if you don't care much for at least one of the things that's demanding your attention. And I, for one, don't want to put the extra work into a video podcast if no one's going to be watching it. Wow. I'm really hammering the video format in this episode, aren't I? With all the drawbacks, is there any reason to choose video over audio? You bet there is. Let's look at multiple learning styles. Using an audio-only format appeals the most to people who learn that way. But some of us, myself included, are visual thinkers. We can still digest information by hearing it, but it's so much easier if you show us as well. And by show, I mean it. Talking heads add very little to the presentation, but you can still insert slides from a PowerPoint, images of examples, and the like to keep your viewers' interest. It's true that many of the video podcasts I've made myself had that very problem, even if at times I waxed theatric, and that sort of helped a bit, I think. But I eventually came to realize that my audience wasn't getting much more out of it through the video I was including. That's why I'm back to audio only for the most part, saving video really only for special occasions. I think the only reason I got away with what I was doing was because video podcasts were still somewhat new at the time, and the "wow, this is new" factor gave me a bit of an edge. The problem is, newness doesn't last. Now, there are some people who are doing it right. If you ever get a chance to see one of Lawrence Lessig's presentations, you'll see what I mean. They're simple, but every slide reinforces the message he's trying to convey. A recent presentation on the culture of YouTube, found via Will Richardson, there's a link in the show notes, would make another excellent, if a bit long, video podcast. There's a lot of talking heads in it, but the scenes are varied, mixed with images and video from a variety of sources, and even the inserted still images move across the screen in a way to support his message. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, there's several ways to contact me. The absolute best way is to create your own blog or your own podcast and link back to me, and I'll be able to find it or send me an email and say, "Hey, I posted a response here," and I'll see that. You could email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or you could go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. So, until next time, this is Aaron Smith, The Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and yeah, I don't think I edited out all the jets flying overhead. Oh well.